I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Remember the war between Ukraine and Russia? Well, there's a ceasefire, but the war is still on. And life just got a little bit harder on the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird says just last week, the rebels kicked out all of the non-governmental organizations, despite winter's approach. But because people like you gave to SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund, the church continues to bring what's needed for both the body and the spirit. So partnership is the name of the game. That's true in Kenya as well. Kids Alive International and a U.S. church are bringing hope to poverty-stricken communities. Together, they took over the management of a rundown orphanage and are remodeling it into a place where children can thrive and experience God's love. Kids Alive's Matt Parker says they're always looking for more people to partner with. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Don't worry if you came into the conversation midstream, because we've got the whole thing plus web links and more at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.